ne tren tanda kan ki yaparsa ve tüjerin bate kanza gidam.
The subject matter Rinpoche says that which he has been explaining is the absence of the self or entity.
Kanza dami ke betanda de kande jere sana danzen ki meyora danzen ki kenyora danzen ki zonga danzen ki namdo kuzonga yo da te denbar maro da dunga je tsawa danzen te yobare danzen te meyor je da te maro.
So the all the beings and they have the what they call the ego or the self, which is the root of all the sufferings. And however, in reality, although they have the concept that the ego is something existence or entity in them, however, it is not. It doesn't exist. It is only an idea, a concept.
Rinpoche
says, for example, we can this the way is the beings experience different kind of suffering because of clinging to the idea of the self, of the self of individual and persons, or the self of the phenomena, can be illustrated with the example of the dream, he says. For example, when one experiences in the dreams the suffering, for example, caused by the fire. So here, when we experience the suffering caused by the fire in the dream, this suffering is also produced or given rise by the idea of the clinging to the to the self, yes, or the entity of phenomena and the beings. Because he says that first in the dream, when we experience the suffering, yes, caused by the fire, first we cling ourselves, this body, which is illusory, which is not true existent, which is not reality in the dream. We cling to it with the idea it is solid body, and with the idea that it is I, it is me. And then the fire that causes the suffering, the external object, which is also illusory, not true existence, but we cling to it as real fire, as having the real entity of a fire. So in this way, one experiences the sufferings in the dream.
Malando meite pakavso danze ni yola mayor da ni de deba marobe te yendo tene chola semje na la kanza danze de chuje danze ni de bare.
So, Rinpoche says, in the dream, although there are two types of clinging, the clinging to the phenomena as having reality or entity, and the phenomena clinging to one's own body or oneself as self or as ego or as atma, and the clinging, yes, the idea, yes, clinging means in the sense of the idea, these two kind of idea we have already. And however, the object towards which we cling as the entity of the phenomena, as entity of individual being, these do not exist. Srimad Rinpoche said that every being has these two kind of clinging, but the object towards which they cling as the entity of the phenomena, as the entity of the being, do not exist. They are false.
Tena gazam panzam sarvar savatela ripe gaza tang lanj gaza in.
So for this reason, that things that we have to negate it, the thing that which are to be negated are two types of this. Two type of that which is to be negated through logical reasoning, through logical reason, or through reasoning, and that which is to be negated and negated by the path, by the practice. Because you learn the Dhamma. Rigveda, right?
Rigveda, the Kansa ka da dan chu ji da ni po te rip ga sa re dan zi ni po te lan ji ga sa
lan ni ga sa
pan sa dan gom ta tu ko
na yes which are to be negated by practices by following the path
da ni po te rip ga sa ki pe te da te kan de re sa na ton do kanzak da denbar mado pa da chu je da denbar mado pa te shira bian ta pa ki chi ge ho den da den da
so here Rinpoche says that these two kind of the ego, the two kind of entities, better to say the entity of the being and the entity of the phenomena. And Rinpoche says that here the two kind of entity, the entity of the being, the entity of the phenomena, which are to be negated, which are to be abandoned, means that in the sense that they are not true existence, they are not really reality, they are just false existence. They exist falsely, not true existence, they are not reality. So this should be known, should be understood by transcendental knowledge.
Tonte, ne? Lekpar yan ta par gombar se na, ne? Daming mo sum do to ob kapso, dancing mo injur veni. Chuj kanza ke daming ta chuj daming mo sum do to ob kapso, kanza ke dancing ta chuj dancing.
And the reason and why these two type of entity are to be given up or are to be given up by the practice, by following the path, is that it's not only enough to understand, to gain a conviction or to gain understanding that these two type of entity are not true existence, they are not reality, but also one has to realize this the absence of the two kind of entities, and one has to, in order to realize it, and one has to meditate upon this, and one has to make oneself one with this realization and understanding. So when one achieves this realization of this entitylessness of the phenomena and the individual being, and then one becomes free from clinging to these two type of ego or entity. So then Rinpoche says, if one wonders that if the two kind of entity which are to be given up through logical reason, and these two kind of clinging to the idea of the self or clinging to the self or entity are to be given up through the practice of the path or following the path. So then the next question may arise that what is the basis for the, what is the basis for the, or what is the ground for the achievement of the Buddhahood? Or who is that who achieved, who achieved the Buddhahood? So Rinpoche says that is the fundamental nature of the mind, the very basic nature of the mind, which is indivisible union of clarity and clear light and voidness.
Ne danzen ki mıyor kanza ke repu gaza kanza ke danz datres
and kabili
repu gaza la kanza ke dada şu cıda ne cıda ne kanza ke dada
and here Rinpoche said that the explanation is which
okay dada ke par seba la danzen ki kanza ke danzen ti mıyor danzen ti karil mi gendo danzen ti karil zongdo te ta koyuyoruz.
So Rinpoche says that if he observes perfectly and properly, and what is the thing to which we cling as a self or as a self or as an atma or whatever you call it, when you really observe it properly, so there is nothing to which we cling other than the skandhas, what we call in Sanskrit, which means the aggregate, the five aggregates. Other than these five, you don't find anything towards you cling, towards you grasp as a self or as a self of being or as an entity of a being.
Tene pompo ngai na ne pompo son de fio sen te tene pompo kiba dozi di pompo.
And there are five kind of skandhas.
Tene dozi ji pongpo te la semzong yinpun dozi tang semzong ma yinpun dozi ni res.
And then this samskara skandha or the aggregate of volition is also two types of classified into two types, and that of mental event and that which is non-mental events.
Tene dan zeng ke me yor do chur pe no zi ji pongpo de sem zong do zi pongpo de sa.
And then of the volition or the aggregate and the all this samskara skanda to which we cling as a self or as a atma is the aggregate of
samso ngap chu tsar che gen na ni chorwan de hi ni de chor pom bo den de hi je pom bo hi so de hi sin be na de zi je pom bo la samso de zi je pom bo de la nga ye tu che be yo
And concerning these mental events or the mental activities, mental events, there are 51 types of mental events, and from these 51 types of mental events, the two of them, which are the aggregate of the feelings and the concept. Conceptions, yes. These two are explained separately as two of the five skandhas. So now left on the 49,
yes. The next time, Samsung Abjit Sakhik, the Dami the Kapsu Kikuba Kartimbo Yamba Maze, Dorji Tibu Kapsu Yakartimbures. Kanresana Durji Pamu Laso Batane, Tulung Apchu Sakik Tokya Yure, De Simzong Apchu Sakik number Tapa, Tata Nores, Durji Pamu Laso Batane, Tulung Apchu Sakik Tokya Yure, De Simzong Apchu Sakik number Tapa, Tata Nores.
So concerning these 51 types of the mental event, Rinpoche says it is not only important to know them, yes. To know them, yes. When we study the subject matter of egolessness or entitylessness, but also they are very important to know and to understand, to know even in the Vajrayana also. For example, he says that take one of the Ishtadeva or deity.
The Tulung Abjit Sakik Tulung Kandachi Murisana Ngola Muyungo Ngola Mbala Tene Namdo Mavare Shindu Te Nangin Dozike Namdo Kajimba Tosu Kamche Kanga Takwe Takwe Ate Tungtu Gures Namdo Kachawa.
Rinpoche says the reason why these 51 kind of the fresh head of human being. Yes. Tulung, yeah. Fresh head of human being. The fresh head of the 51 fresh head of human being. Why this, how it can symbolize that the purified aspect of the five, the 51 mental events, is that because the human head, for example, without a life, is of course lifeless. So since they are the lifeless, and they have no concept, and no idea, and no thought,
Senzong la Kunjong na Yumi na Deva Chukki Sanyo Chok Nyanyo Nyisho Jengir Yeta Tene Ngapsi Sakhi Res.
So the 51 mental events are the what we call the first they are divided into different groups. So in the first group there are five, which is called the five omnipresent ones, and then the five things which are what you call, which can be changed either into, or transform or change, either into positive or into negative. 40. So this way totally makes 51. And from these, the six principal kleshas, the first one is maripa, which means ignorance. Then the second principle,
you know, comes from the chat, the comes from the sake je pumbo le hin je chapatela.
Then the desire, what we call desire, is mainly basically what here desire means, the desire of the three of the beings of the three realms or three worlds, desires which clings, yes, which is craving for, which is attached to, yes, the attachment towards their own aggregate, to aggregate, yes, that's desire. And Rinpoche says, in fact, this desire is also known in two ways. Yes. The desire of desire and the desire of existence. In fact, it is categorized in this way, in two. It categorizes in two ways, yes. So the desire of the desire realms, those who, the, all the beings who belongs
to
them. Then the third, so here, the aversions or anger is also a state of mind, or the mind, a state of mind, or the movement of the mind, or state of mind, which wishes, yes, to give a, to produce a pain, or to give a pain to the beings, and then all those which are object of, which are subject to suffering, yes, who are subject to suffering. I think the control should be translated as not really. Aversion is mental disturbance, perturbed, you know, disturbed state of the mind. And then due to this disturbance, then you have developed an anger and aversions towards somebody and towards some object, something. For example, it says that to develop aversion or anger and hatred towards the being, or towards the suffering, yes, that you have, what oneself has, also due to one's own suffering, also sometimes, Rinpoche says, one develops the anger and aversions towards the suffering, although they are not being.
Mm.
And then the basis for the basis for anger means like enemies, aversions, who are the cause for your own enemy, your own anger and aversions. So that means to develop anger and aversions and disliking and hatred and so on towards the beings in general, towards the enemy, who are the cause of your anger and aversion, and then towards the suffering itself. That. And then the fourth principle klesha is pride.
Ngajar se jete kande rasana, ngajar se jete jeta lete na sem thoban number kinga asone. Don do dande lete de sem kinga namba kinga ngajar.
So the, when we say the pride is the state of mind, the mind is being very high, in very high, feeling oneself is very high, and pride being very proud, because of grasping to the idea of the self, meaning. So then the fifth principle klesha is doubt. So here So then the sixth principle klesha is the view. Here the view refers to the wrong view, refers to the defiled view, yes. Instead of saying wrong view, we should say the defiled view, the sullied view, the impure views. And this view, this defiled view, is also classified, categorized into five. There are five types of, concerning this view, yes, there are five types of defiled view. So then from these five defiled view, the first one is called the jikta in Tibetan. In Sanskrit, we call it satakaya drishti, to grasp or to cling towards one's own. The five aggregates, or one of the five aggregates, as self, you know, as a self, or as a person, as ego is. Rinpoche says if you expand this word jikta, then you can say jikso la tava. If you expand the word, which means to view the group of things which are subject to destructions. So that is the five skandhas, which are impermanent.
Pumbo daka pumbo la ta kwa tang cheba kano de jemba tela ta kano de jemba de tan jemba tawas.
So then the second view, defiled view, is called the extreme view, tharjin tawa, the view that clings to that extreme, yes, towards something extremely, extreme things, you know. So that is the to say that it's also two kinds of extreme view concerning the five skandhas, which to which we cling as a self, to which we imagine as a self, as I or as ego. And this, it says that to view the five skandhas as a reality, yes, as having entity, as a true existence, or as a existent by nature, having entity by nature, that is called the takta, which means, you know, a view to view the five skandhas as eternal, you know, concerning the five skandhas as eternal or as permanent. And then the second view is called the cheta. Cheta means which is nihilistic view, yes, a nihilistic view concerning the five skandhas. The cheta can be yes.
Yes. Cheba.
Yes, then and someone who views that after the death, you know, and all the five skandhas finish, they exhaust completely, complete extinctions, and there's nothing left which takes the rebirth or so on. Mm. And very materialistic view, that means, very, very materialistic view. That kind of view is called the cheta. Cheta means completely cut off. Cut off means cut off in the sense nothing left. Everything ends up with this material body.
Tabi eva sumba de lover tower. Lokta city the candidates in a late Jundi Tankiavan as a so neighbor in Zimbabwe.
And then the third defiled view is the, it's called the wrong view, which is the rejection of the concept of or rejection of not of the what do you call it? The karma, cause and effect, and previous life, the next life, existence of next life, etc. Yes, it's true. And then the fourth one is called the
Chonzen
Jita. The view as something as a superior view, as the best one. That refers to, in fact, when it says that to the consideration one will consider one to thinking, the thought or thinking that the first, the three things that explain, you know, the three defiled view as being very, as being reality or as being truth or as, no, sorry, as being superior view, yes. Superior view, as best view, yes.
Turyuk lōgu tūrgyū sī kāpā chēpā kūne trōvān dōyabā tāvā sāmo dāng gōmbā sāmo mēpār tāndā chūtēm kūne trōvān dōyabā tāng kāpā chēpā lā sōpā mēngā tēmbā lā sōpā kāpchē kūne trōvān dōyabā tēsō lā tēnā chūtēm chūnzēn dāng tūrgyū chūnzēn sēvā rēs
And then the 51 the fifth defile view is called the view that the view of the view is concerning the certain discipline as a right or as a best or best and without best as a means for the liberations, without sustained by the profound view and the meditations. And then the view of concerning a certain hardship practice, a practice of hardship as a means of liberations without being sustained or without being guided by right profound view and profound meditations.
Ma sotem se jete linga ki ni pa pa wa chani ja wa re tri yo se jete ka wa che ve chani ja wa re te yendu sotem chon de de zo nang ba la yong ye ba ta tri yo chon de de yendu lo so la te ne ma bo yo wa re
So these two kind of defiled view, Rinpoche says, that view of to view the discipline as being the only liberations, only the means of liberation, and the certain practice of hardship as only the means of liberation is. These two. Things always the first one always possibility to happen with the follower of Buddhism or with the Buddhist, yeah? And the second one is always possible to happen with the Hindus. Chirolpa means non-Buddhist, certainly. Yeah.
Samutan Gomba Samon Mepal, Luna Kikum Pama San Jetarbatoval Dona, Kovaletoval Dona, the Sotentions.
In brief, Rinpoche says if one develops the view or the attitude, the view, yes, that the practice of the right discipline is a means for achieving liberations without the necessity of profound view and meditation, so then it is a sultan chosen. That means to consider the right discipline as only the best thing, that kind of defiled view.
Tava tan gomba samu mena lenga ke chong ka te de pan de na ya kova le to tu bu ma re dong na le to tu ma ti chen chen
The reason why Rinpoche says without a profound, a deep meditation and a view and a meditation, why one cannot achieve liberation only by the right discipline, because he says it is only something to give up. The right discipline mainly, he says, refers to only to the abandonment or the relinquishment of the the physical and the verbal fault is. It's not to do with the mind, not concerned with the mind very much. So since it is only concerned with the physical and the verbal, yes.
Tawa samo dan gomba samo meba kawa cheba chikwi trovan daba do na te tenden daba te tene tawa te turgyum chonze turgyum lupo chonze
So the second one is called Tujhu Chosen in Tibetan, which I have translated as the, you know, as the idea, the view of concerning the practice of hardship as only the means of liberation and the achievement of liberation. So this is, I think in Hindus they call it Vrat, they call it Vrat. That means to practice hardship only. Remember, it says without having any profound meditation and profound view, just to believe that only by the practice of hardship, by the practice of asceticism, one can achieve the liberations. And that kind of view. Mm-hmm. And for example, Rinpoche says in the heretic religions or in the non-Buddhist religion, and people who follow the religion of Chirbhupa. Chirbhupa is in fact the nakedism. Chirbhu means naked. Tam is those who follow that kind of religion.
Naked ones.
And these, even in Hindus also, they are the Chirupa, even, and mainly, the Jainis are, you know, the Jainis are, you know, you might have heard of Jain. They follow this religion. Rinpoche says, the practitioner of in this religion believe the most hardship one as the best purifications or as a means to achieve liberations. For example, Rinpoche says resorting to five fire, they call it. For example, one of the example, resorting to the five fire, or to have five fires. Five kind of fire. Five fire, yes. Five fire means in the most hot season in the summer, when sun shines, they make fires, they sit naked, and they make fire in four directions near their body, you know. They make big fire in four directions in their, you know, around their body. And then on the top the sun is shining, they, you know, bright. So in this way they torture themselves, self-torturing.
Te wang sok pa nam je, tene wang sok ka san ching katang ka yere te sab zog de ne, titen ne chong ne, kango, titen ne chong de xe tom ne, tene ya po zige yere se wang sok ka, tien de wa zige yere se, tien de wa zige.
So then similarly, and in the Shaivism, yes, in Hindus also there, in non-Buddhist also there are different schools, different kind of schools. The Shaivism and the Vaishnava, they call it Shaiva.
It's
from word from Shiva, they call it Shaiva, follower of that. They believe that they fix their trident on the ground, the three-pointed things, which is the instrument that the Lord Shiva always carries, which is symbol of Lord Shiva. And if they jump, you know, a trident and pierce their body, you know, through. This way, if they could die, so then they consider it the best means of liberation, to achieve liberation. And moreover, Rinpoche says there are many different kind of a different kind of hardship practice as a means of liberation exist. For example, some of them, according to some faith in the belief, they lie down naked without any clothes. They lie down, they sleep on the bed, on the very pointed thorn, nails and wild thorn also, and they sleep on it, naked. And some of them, they just pull the hair, the hairs off, even each by one like that, you know, to torture themselves, in order to torture themselves. And and some, they hang themselves up with hook, they hook their flesh, their body, you know, their flesh with the hook, and then hang up, and it's like this. So in this way, without guided by a profound view and a profound meditation, those who believe in these practices as the best means to liberate, to achieve liberation, is called the best view of discipline and hardship practice. So this is the brief, very brief explanation. So Rinpoche says, and today Rinpoche says he's going to continue his explanation of the out of the 51 mental events or mental activities. And today he's going to explain the secondary pleasures or negative emotions. And the first one out of these 20 secondary negative emotions, the first one is anger. And here, the end. So Rinpoche says the generally, and though both the aversion, yes, that we had in the one of the five the principal negative emotions, and here the anger, though they too sound the same, but However, there is difference between these two. The first one is the cause, and the second one is the effect. The first one is the aversion that still within yourself, and now this here you say the anger. So that's more like now manifested form of these aversions, which more or less in really practical that really you bring into practices, into actions. Secondary negative emotion is a revengefulness. The characteristic of revengefulness is that it is a part of the aversions or anger and aversions, or is influence, it is the influence or effect of anger and aversions.
A
continuous thought of harming the other being. This is the characteristic of revengefulness.
Ta sumba te sipa sa.
Then the third one is the sikpa, which means
sikpa se je kade de sana khowa tang khoinzin je jule mazu par sikcho mawar se patte sikpa pen na jo mache ke kecha to cha lao me te ko sikpa sa ro se ro sikpa sa ro te oya.
And here, this negative emotion is this one is due to anger and aversions, aversion and anger. So you develop a very strong wish, first wish. Mainly it refers to the wish, you know, to express a harsh word which gives pain to the other. And then you express it. It includes both the motivation or the thought, as well as the action, that is to express harsh word. And then the fourth
Seva me paras. Ningye me par yena no paras. Yena no pa no pa se parando pa. No pa le chama. Ningye me par yin. Ningye me par yena no pa le se pa.
And The characteristic of the harm or the harming the other being is that due to lack of love and love for the other beings, and then as a effect of it, and then you as a result you to harm the other beings. In fact, seva and nirpa, there are two words in Tibetan. It's when you translate in English, they are the same. The only one. To harm, to maybe yes, seva means to hurt, I think. Yes. Nirpa means seva means to hurt. Seva means to hurt, yes, I think. And seva is to hurt, yes. And nirpa means to harm. So that's the only difference.
Shadow said that yin ye long long do bosom to kwa la so fa long do da yin din so la mu ka ni ma ke la pa ne
mu jealousy or intrigue negative emotion is you. And you, I think it's cunning or craft, deceitfulness or deceit, which is due to the desire, yes, or attachment for the respect, material gain, etc., and then to hoping for this, to hide one's own. Rang yu de bao. To hide one's own qualities. Good qualities, yes. To hide one's own good qualities. Bad qualities.
To hide.
Longing for material gains and respect and so forth. So then to hide one's bad qualities, one's own fault. Then the seventh one is called you, which means to show as if one has many good qualities, many positive qualities, though he doesn't have. And sometimes sometimes they say to the other against somebody else, the person is very full of yuju, which means that you deceitful and you is very hypocrisy. the hypocrite. So it means that use together, those both qualities, both words used together against somebody else, which means the person who hides his own bad quality in the fold and act or pretend as if he has many good qualities and he is good and very positive.
What am I about?
And the eighth one is called Mothanepa, which means shameless. Shameless. And considering shamelessness, considering oneself, and then not to avoid the negative actions or unvirtuous actions. And here this in the 20th And then the 10th one is called is the hiding. So here hiding means to hide one's own fault, one's all the misdeed that one has committed in the past, and so that other people do not know it. And then the 11th one is the avarice or stinginess. The avarice means that due to a desire and attachment towards the material object, so if when one becomes unable to give it to other, to give to others. Instead, you hold it very tightly and always try to possess, you know, so that they cannot be exhausted. The 12th one is The 12th one is pride, yes, also kind of pride. Yes.
Java se jete rana lula ne me pa lunju yo pa lula ne me pa sen dunga me pa don le ya lunju la so pa ya pa yun ti wang ke sen kinga na ma na ti java se jete.
So here is also a kind of a pride, in fact, not pride in general, but a typical, a particular pride, and that's a pride for one's own good health, for example, and physical beauty, and perfect material possessions, and so on. When you this kind of the pride caused by this kind of possessions is called Japa is Tibetan, well, we have to translate as only pride. So this pride is also, in Tibetan we have two words, Najal and Japa. This Japa, what we call, translate as a pride, because it's part of the pride. It's a part of the pride. First, one of the five.
Oh, do what?
Yeah, that Japa sounds more. That's
pretty good. Thank you.
Okay. Yanta Gunela, Mabba Neva. Yanta Gunela, Teva, never what I know. To enjoy them to show the Teva.
And then the 13th one.
You give a Lelone. Yellow.
14th one is laziness.
Yellow city. Chili Savane, Balikinte. Savane, Balikinte. Gave a Lela, Troa, never tell them the loss.
And what you call laziness, laziness in this sense, is not being attached to the evil and the very unwholesome worldly activities, yes, and then not taking a delight in the positive or virtuous activities. And the 15th one is heedlessness or carelessness. Heedlessness or carelessness means the state of a mental state that you don't care what is to be adopted, what is to be given up. What is to be adopted is virtuous things and wholesome things. What is to be given up is unvirtuous things, sinful things, negative things. So you become very careless about it, and you become very heedless or careless. So then it's called heedlessness.
Jing. Chudupa jingir. Jingir si jidata give mikpa masarva. Today by jingir. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the 17th one is a lack of or absence of consciousness. So here, lack of consciousness or absence of consciousness is you are not conscious of what you are doing. Physically or verbally, what you are expressing, what you're going to say, and what you're going to do physically. So you're not conscious of it. So you let happen it, whatever it is.
Mukwa sejite, dusen kiva nabati, gom jabala so bakasu, mikwa masarvatela, mukwa se.
And then
dusen kiva nabati, kiva nabati, kiva nabati, kiva nabati.
And then the 18th one is is also, yes. Yes. But it's a combination of both physical and a mental state, which is a feeling of very heaviness and unclarity, like really very, like a very foggy, you know, and very unclear, unvivid. And physically and mentally you feel very heavy. And the object that you are concentrating on it is not clear. The 19th one is agitations of the mind. The agitation means a state of the mind due to the external object, due to external object, and your mind is completely agitated by them. Your mind always run after them, and you cannot stabilize, or you cannot bring down your own mind on the positive and on the wholesome object on which you are supposed to focus on. And this way, and this state of mind is the just hindrance and obstacle for meditation. And then the 20th one is the distractions.
Number one, thing is going to cause a problem. Same never you ever charging.
And here, distraction means it's the during the meditation. It says it happens during the meditation when our mind is kind of attracted by other things. The instability of the mind during the meditations is the regular disturbance to the mind, due to which the mind cannot fix. It's inability of the mind to fix or to concentrate on the the distraction.
No mumba nichete, sabe no mumba, naja ducha, kongro, maro, marin ducha, kongro, naja tison tawate, sabe no mumba roke, so toke, teta nive na nive no mumba niches.
Subordinate kleshas, in fact, literally, the principal and the subordinate kleshas. So why they are called the subordinate kleshas? Because they are the part of the six principal negative emotions. And as they are produced by the six are the root sort of for them.
Go back to the same thing. Tōkpa tāng kyōpa nī tī tī yé tē lā yīn yé rī kē sē rē sī.
Kyōpa tī tāng sē rī kē tī.
Rē rē, mī yō lā rākpa rā tōkpa tāng hīpa rī, hīpa hīrāp jī kyōpa. Rākpa rā tōkpa tāng hīpa rī kyōpa. Chārā kī tīpa rī.
And
rākpa rā tōkpa tāng hīpa rī.
And then the four, the group of four, which is called the, what do you call, the changeable, the four changeable mental state, the mental event, which are, the four mental events, which are changeable, yengyurshi, which can be changed into either positive or negative, depending on the cause and the condition. So these are the sleeping, yoba, regret, or repentance, regret is better. And tokpa is examination. Chepa means more subtle way, how to say. Examination, to examine more subtle.
Discriminate.
Tokpa may be discriminate. Chepa is scrutinize. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I misunderstood the other day.
Characteristic of what is sleeping, or the state of sleep, is the complete or for the absorptions of the. Absorptions of the consciousness of the five sense faculties inside, inwardly, complete absorption. Absorption is says complete falling, eh? Complete absorbed, absorbing, complete dissolving, becomes very inactive completely. And that very state is called sleeping or sleep. And then regret means that when you become unpleasant, when you don't like or when you dislike the things that you have done in the past, is regret. You don't like it.
Tene ton rakpa tsang zemba. Tsimpe namba kini tene tokpa asa. Ton rakpa tsang zemba. Yor ton rakpa tsang zemba. Tsimpe namba kini tene. Tsimpe kira rakpa tene tokpa asa.
You hear discriminating things. Means the discriminated external object is just to you separate the things just rough manner, not very deeply, not very profoundly, but just separate the things, discriminate the things in rough level object. Rough distinction.
No.
Distinguish roughly something. Mm-hmm. For example, Rinpoche says when you see a tree from distance, you just see as like a tree, you know, nothing more than that. You don't examine it very minutely.
Tela yengyor ke se goje kararasana kuno samba nyingye sanjuk ke sem laso dukoyne lawa yona geval.
The reason why these four are called the changeable one. The four changeable
one. Yeah. Tare we can don't matter. Mayor Rapan Zimba Tele Topa. Mayor Chaba Shiba Tele Teba. Tana Topa the Tare we can don't matter. Rākpa tāngi tōngu mātā chāvā tōngu mātā kye bātā tāngiya vīkṣu tōngu lō mātā kāngā chāvā tōngu rāvā kye mātā.
So the last two in fact is the
Rākpa tōkpa tāngi kye bātā
The perception of the object, external object, roughly, in a rough manner, yes. Not in detail, yes. It's called topa. Jopa means then you examine it more minutely, in more detail. So then, yeah, that's the difference between the last two. And Rinpoche says why, the reason why these four are called as a changeable one, because they're changeable, because all these four mental state or mental event, if they are guided by or sustained by love, compassion and bodhicitta, then they can be, they can transform or they can change into positive or into wholesome. So if they are and these four states of the mind, if they are aroused by desire, attachment and anger, so then they can become, they become negative. And if they are aroused by or influenced by the stupidity or ignorance, then they are just what you call unpredictable state, neither good nor bad.
So the same by easy tan requatan control. Do ba muba temba tan ting zing here of your mina. So one the he ni mato ying and the zi from good. Dead and by you came the young tang new moza triota. Macha he dan to mow me number meant his journey gave a sense on to kick the. Mau geser tendean ge. Maring doicha kungro tan ngaja te chong tawa la sabi nyumong dok kisa. Tawa te la ngar se na jikso ta tan ta che je ta ta tan na lo ta tan tawa cho dan zimba tan suchem tur yung chong zay na. Tawa nga tan tamay nga Sabe nyo mong jo hisa, kho wang, kuen zin, cikpa tan, nam cien cha do yo dan yo, ngwa cha mi dan, ter mi dan, cha pa sen na jia pa tan, ma de pa dan le lo tan, pa mi yin e hi gen mi, mok pa goi pa nam yin ki, nye ve nyo mong ni hyo. Ni dang yu ba, do dang ju, yin jir ye hi sa wa yin.
Gyo wan de ye gyo wan.